You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so if Donald Trump is so sensitive to, like, the humor of Stephen Colbert, if he's so sensitive to criticism about the facts that he misinterprets, why hasn't he targeted South Park? There's nobody out there that is viciously attacking Trump as harshly as South Park. So, you know, let's talk about that. But first of all, Donald Trump is targeting another CBS star. He's targeting Gayle King. Says Gayle King's career is over. She should have stayed with her belief in Trump. She never had the courage to do so. No talent, no ratings, no strength. And there's an article in the New York Post that actually talks about how Gayle King's relationship with CBS is described as being a little murky and the show is too woke. Look, if you try to be too woke, you're going to be totally boring. And while, you know, we address woke issues, we also talk about the negativity of woke on this show. And, you know, woke is just being kind of just so unoffensive to everybody. Well, this show is not unoffensive to everybody, so this show is anything but woke. So I can clearly understand that the idea of being woke is boring. It's very bland. I mean, you kind of, you know, lose good content if you go out of your way of being too broke. Well, I looked into this because Donald Trump says a lot of people have no ratings. He said that of Stephen Colbert. That was a lie. Stephen Colbert did have ratings. But I did look into this, and ABC's Good Morning America is number one in this last rating period for the first time in 2 years. The Today Show on NBC is number two. And CBS Mornings on CBS is number three out of the three broadcast morning news shows. Since last year, CBS Mornings is down 10% in total audience, down 20% in the key 25 to 54 demographic. So Donald Trump is right. The show is doing terribly on the air, not doing well in the ratings, and he's right. Now, does Gayle King have no talent? Look, I'm busy in the morning. I don't watch it. I'm not one to critique somebody that I don't watch, and I don't watch Gayle King. I know who she is. I know she's gotten some big interviews, but I don't know if she has talent. In any event, Donald Trump is right, though, about the ratings. Now, let's go back a little bit. There's a lot of information that makes a case for President Trump's direct involvement in CBS canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Now, we may not know for sure, but the timing of the announcement of the cancellation of this top-rated late-night show among the broadcast late-night shows certainly points to Trump's involvement. Now, officially, CBS is insisting that it's strictly a financial decision. But it is likely that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert had been losing money for a long time. So why is this suddenly a new development? It didn't just start losing money in the last 6 months. So if it's been losing money, if the staff has been too big, if Stephen Colbert is being paid too much, why didn't they cancel it earlier? Why did it happen right before the FCC, under the Trump administration, was going to have to approve the merger between Paramount, which owns CBS, and Skydance Media?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I think the answer is that CBS felt like it needed to do whatever it could to pander to Donald Trump to make sure that the merger went through. Now, they never offered to, like, renegotiate Stephen Colbert's contract. They never told Stephen Colbert, we got to cut back on some staff members. Let's make this show work because it's a good show because you are number one in the ratings among the broadcast late night shows. So let's make this happen. So right after CBS paid Donald Trump $16 million in a lawsuit that every legal expert I read about said was a no-brainer, it was an easy win for CBS, but they paid the money anyway. They were sucking up to Donald Trump. Was there a side deal? Stephen Colbert would spend every night using Donald Trump as a political pinata. I mean, hitting him with hardcore jokes about his presidency and his actions and his personality. The comedic attacks on Donald Trump were relentless with Stephen Colbert. But Stephen Colbert had an audience. In a free market society of television, there was an audience that decided they wanted to watch that. And the audience decides what is on TV and what stays on TV. Donald Trump directly threatened to use the FCC to stop the Paramount-Sundance merger. So again, CBS gave him $16 million to settle a lawsuit that they certainly would have won. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but knowing what I know about the media, that would have been an easy lawsuit to win. Now, with Donald Trump being so sensitive to criticism, and I guess you can say that comedy that uses you as a target is a form of criticism, isn't it kind of a wonder that he has not decided to enter the political arena and do something about, say, South Park? You know, now that Stephen Colbert was gone, Donald Trump even said, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, you're next. So if Donald Trump is so sensitive to humor directed at him on broadcast TV, how will the president react to the much harsher humor in the new season of South Park? I talked about the first episode last week, 27th year of South Park, and the new episode is on tonight on Comedy Central. So in this new episode, they continue to mock Trump, and in this session, this episode tonight, Donald Trump is once again romantically involved with Satan, and they go to a banquet together. They might end up in bed together. In this episode, they also deal a lot with ICE agents that are rounding up people to deport them to reach the daily quotas. So I know there's going to be hidden criticism in the ICE agents and what they're doing under the Trump administration. So if Trump is so sensitive to factual criticism of his words and actions. And if he did play a part in the cancellation of Colbert's show because of the nightly barrage of jokes targeting Donald Trump, then will President Trump find a way to go after South Park? Interestingly, Paramount, which owns CBS, also owns Comedy Central, which airs South Park. But the deal with Skydance is done. So what power would Donald Trump have to use to try to shut down the irreverent animated comedy series? Trump can't be happy with the depiction of his manhood in the first episode because it's kind of tiny relative to his body. And he can't be happy with his relationship, romantic relationship with Satan, or showing that Donald Trump is in bed with Satan. And these are comedic attacks that, you know, you would think would have an impact on Donald Trump, who is very sensitive about things like this. I believe that humor is humor, and humor is protected by the First Amendment. It's easy to laugh at jokes about people you don't like. The challenge is to understand and appreciate the comedy and laugh at people when the people you like are the target. I just appreciate good comedy. I mean, I think we need to make America laugh again. M-A-L-A, MALA, make America laugh again. Even if comedy targets Donald Trump, man, you should learn to just, you know, the same way that you would laugh if the jokes were about Joe Biden, you should just appreciate good humor and laugh at those jokes. It doesn't change his policies. It doesn't change the administration. It doesn't change what Donald Trump is going to do in office. So just kick back and relax and enjoy it. But Donald Trump is proud, and he's also a bully. So how can he celebrate the cancellation of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert but allow South Park to reign free over totally degrading, mocking, and joking about his words and his actions? So, you know, let's stay tuned. And again, the new episode of South Park is on tonight. What I've seen, it looks like it's going to be another funny episode. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1960, Chubby Checker performed The Twist for the first time on television. It was on Dick Clark's Saturday Night Beechnut Show. The song went to number one and started a huge dance craze. I remember one Christmas Eve, we were at my uncle's house, who I just went to go visit in St. Augustine. And my parents made me do The Twist for everybody. I mean, I was maybe, I don't know, maybe 12 years old. And all the adults circled around me. And I was this little kid in the middle of the circle of all these adults staring at me doing The Twist. And they thought that was a big deal. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.